Hi, welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 612. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. This episode is sort of the period at the end of a sentence, the director's cry of cut at the end of a scene. I've never in more than 12 years of podcasting done an episode like this. It's sort of bittersweet to tell you the truth. The first time reading through the Bible with the LifeSpring Family Bible began, I think, in January of 2007, if not sooner. I read through the Bible in a year, so there were approximately 365 episodes there. And after that year, I published reruns for at least 2 years, if I remember right. The new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible began in March of 2013 with all new readings and commentary. And there were 611 episodes, as you well know, of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, for a total of 976 episodes in which we read the Bible together. So what's next? I'll get to that in a few minutes. But first, I want to say thanks to every listener and thanks to those who have supported the show financially, especially my friendly editor, who, when many months ago I expressed the need for ongoing financial support, this person prayed about it and was moved to commit to a monthly donation. This really helped with some of the expenses associated with producing the podcast, but more than anything, it was an encouragement to me that this show meant enough to at least my friendly editor to make that commitment. And there have been others along the way who have helped with one-time donations, and those gifts have been very much appreciated as well. Sometimes you really helped me to get over a hump when unexpected expenses arose. To all who have made donations, you have my gratitude. And for those that have prayed for the podcast, for me, for my family, thank you. Your prayers encouraged me to keep going. Producing 976 episodes of Bible reading and commentary represents thousands upon thousands of hours of work in the studio. And I'm not going to lie, there were times when I wondered if it was worth it. It was at those times that the still small voice of the Holy Spirit told me to keep going. People are listening to my word. What you're doing does matter. So thank you for your prayers. I want to thank my wife, the love of my life, the lovely Lady Leanne, who has never wavered in her support. Many of those thousands of hours in the studio were hours that could have been spent with her, but she graciously and generously, without once complaining, relinquished our time together so that the podcast could go out on time. Honestly, without Leanne's help and support, the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible would never have been possible. I also want to thank Pastor Mel Bennett. When I first heard about this new form of communication called podcasting way back in September or October of 2004, Mel Bennett was my pastor. And when the Lord called me to actually do a podcast in November of 2004, Pastor Bennett allowed me to use the church's sound equipment to do the recording. That's where the original LifeSpring podcast was birthed, and I used the church's equipment for the first year or so of doing the podcast. If he had not allowed me to record there, there would have been no LifeSpring podcast and no subsequent LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. And over the 12-plus years since the first episode debuted, I have received lots of emails from around the world from listeners. I consider each person who wrote to be a friend or even a family member. Believe me when I say that you really did encourage my heart. Sitting at my desk while studying and writing, and then recording, editing, and assembling the podcast, then uploading the show file and writing show notes are all solitary tasks. When somebody takes the time to fire off a short note or write something longer, it truly is a bright spot in my day to see that email arrive in my inbox. Thank you to each one who's written over the years. Of course, I've also made lots of friends who are also podcasters. I've interviewed authors, musicians, singers, comedians, even a guy who was in the mafia. God has been so good in giving me access to all these folks, and it's been a blast. And my prayer has been, and will continue to be, that you are encouraged, blessed, and yes, even entertained with those episodes of the LifeSpring podcast. So, what are my plans for the future? Psalm 19:21 says, "Many are the plans in the mind of man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." And there's a Yiddish proverb that paraphrases that scripture as, "Man plans, God laughs." And then Woody Allen paraphrased that with, "If you want to make God laugh, tell him about your plans." I'll tell you what's in my mind, but I readily acknowledge that God may have other plans in mind for me. And I think you know me well enough by now to know that I'm just fine with that. God's plans for me are always better than my plans. So, with that being said, here are my plans. I'm at a place in my life where I want to simplify things. I'm 62 years old. For many, many years, I've had numerous irons in the fire. Lots of things going on simultaneously. Husband, dad, now grandpa. Windshield repair business owner and operator. Head tech guy at church. Podcaster, voiceover artist, author, and some things I can't even think of right now. Obviously, I can't do all of those things at once, so whatever I say yes to requires that I say no to the others. A few months ago, I said no more to my duties as the tech guy at my church after almost 20 years of doing that. There were several reasons, but one of the main reasons was so that I could once again worship with my wife on Sunday mornings and have my Saturdays back. I spent almost every Saturday preparing for Sundays for all those years. So I stopped doing that. Simplify. Remember, the idea here is to simplify. I've already mentioned the hours spent producing the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and the next step in simplifying will be to discontinue producing new episodes of this podcast. Notice I said new episodes. After the first of the year in 2017, I'll begin posting repeats of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, beginning with Episode 1, Genesis 1. As you've heard me say many, many times, this is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. Well, I want to continue to be a help in that area. So stay subscribed, and please share the podcast with your friends and family who you think would benefit from a daily Monday through Friday reading of the Word. The Bible doesn't change, and neither does God, so these episodes that I've produced in the past are still going to be relevant. Very few of them had anything to do with current events, so keep listening. And speaking of reading the Word of God, early in 2017, I'm going to offer for sale my recording of the entire Bible. This will be the narration I did in recording the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, but it will only be the Bible portions, not the intro, the commentary, or anything else, just the Bible. It'll be organized in such a way that you'll be able to easily access whatever chapter you want to listen to on your device, whether that be your computer, an MP3 device, or your mobile device. You'll have the entire Bible at your fingertips, narrated by yours truly. It'll be available at stevewebproductions.com, but there's no need to go there right now. There's just a placeholder there. Sometime shortly after the beginning of 2017, I'll open up that website, stevewebproductions.com, two B's in web, as you well know. In addition to releasing the complete Bible, I'm also going to be producing audiobooks of some of the great classic Christian authors, books that have stood the test of time and are still being read today, books that every Christian should be exposed to. Those will also be available at stevewebproductions.com. Right now, I'm not going to reveal any of the specific titles that I'll be doing. You'll just need to check the website. I'll have a mailing list there that you can sign up for to be notified when new titles are released if you'd like to sign up for that. I'd also like to refresh the LifeSpring Media website in 2017 to make it easier for you to find the interviews I've done and to organize the different shows by topic. I produced about 200 episodes of the LifeSpring podcast, and there's a lot of material there that is still relevant today. People have asked me, am I ever going to produce any more new episodes? Well, I've learned to never say never, but I don't anticipate a show that has an indeterminate lifespan. Just be sure you're subscribed to the All Shows feed at LifeSpringMedia.com. If anything new is produced, it'll show up in your podcast catching app. You can sign up for the All Shows feed at LifeSpringMedia.com, and you'll see it there in the sidebar of the website. So, as you can tell, even though I'm trying to simplify my life, I'm still going to be very busy. Please feel free to write to me at any time about anything. By now, you probably have memorized the address, but here it is one more time, steve@lifespringmedia.com. Don't be a stranger. Write to me. Also, I'm still on Twitter at @SteveWeb_. You can find me on Facebook. The easiest way is probably go to facebook.com/steve.web and other places as well. Email's a great way to get in touch with me, though, steve@lifespringmedia.com. And I guess that'll do it for now. Again, thank you so much for listening. And until next time, whenever that might be, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.